This is your Classic Hits Breakfast with Jordan, Curtis, and would you make a decision on which petrol station you visit depending on the price? Would it be helpful to have a heads up? Well, the RAA are lending you a hand. I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
So what's the good news?
Well, the bad news is that prices were very expensive today, the most expensive for a year. The good news is come 1st of April, the government will have the real-time fuel pricing data available, and the RAA has committed to building their own fuel app to use that data. So just to remind your listeners, what the government's committed to is to put law in place which says to anybody who sells fuel retail anywhere in the state, within 30 minutes of you changing your price, you have to put your new price in the database. The database is owned by the government. It's been built by an external company, but run by the government. And then the people who've got apps out there, the existing apps or any other new app coming through, will be able to pull that data out of that data bank, knowing that it is as accurate as you're going to get.
Of course, the RAA have been calling for a while now an app which does allow people to check fuel prices. So I guess you just figured, hey, if anyone can do it, may as well be us.
Yeah, well, part of it is obviously to make sure that our members are getting it. It'll have some, you know, functionality to make, you know, predictions, give them an idea of when a good and bad time to buy fuel is. And also, it's a way for the members to get back, you know, feedback to us if they see prices out there that aren't correct, so we can make sure the government are able to, you know, keep on top of it.
Now, of course, just this week, petrol prices have gotten a bit more expensive than we've probably been used to over the course of COVID-19. What's happened?
Well, last year, prior to COVID, crude oil was running at about $70 US a barrel. And that's one of the major determinants of how much petrol costs around the world. In the depths of COVID, it had dropped down to $20 per barrel, you know, so about a third of its price, and now it's crept up to just over 50. So there's some pressure on the crude price as the countries gradually start to, you know, their economies start to use fuel again. Obviously, until everybody starts flying again, the large part of those fuel users, the airline companies, won't be a part of that game. So we're starting to see them gradually increase, and this week we've seen a spike of $1.59, which is the biggest spike we've had since February last year.
Of course, Australian borders, outside of Western Australia for now, but Australian borders are opening up internally. Does that have an effect on how much fuel prices are costing us?
A little bit. The major determinant still is avgas, because what happens is aviation fuel is needed. And when you turn a refinery on, it makes everything. It makes petrol, it makes gas, it makes bitumen, it makes avgas. So you have to have a marker for all of those, because you can't just say, we don't want any avgas. Well, unfortunately, once you start refining it, that's kind of what you get as well. So there's a bit of still a way to go with demand, and we've got it. We had four refineries in Australia. We've just been advised that the Western Australian one will shut this year, and one of the others that was going to was shut down for maintenance. They've mothballed it until demand starts to pick up. So you've got these flow-on effects where, you know, we've really only got two refineries in Australia right now.
And I guess, what are we expecting then until maybe a COVID vaccine has been well and truly spread throughout Australia, until international travel's back on the menu? What are we expecting for fuel prices, at least for the rest of 2021?
Well, I think they'll probably hover around where they are, sort of an average, you know, of around $20, $30 if you take all the cycles out. Because as you said, demand is going to come back slowly. And, you know, I think it'll be at least a year before we're back to the sort of pre-COVID, you know, averages of, you know, around $1.50, et cetera.
So enjoy the cheaper fuel while we can.
Yeah, especially while we can drive intrastate and some, you know, now interstate as well. And, if you've still got that money in your holiday budget, then, you know, it's easy to spend it at home.
No worries. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.